Hosky. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this wacky and wild Wednesday, February 18th, 2026 edition. Again, the county parties are having their county conventions a week from tonight. Tomorrow night. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a week from tonight, is giving her state address on February 25th, 7 o'clock. The next night, Thursday, February 26th, county conventions are going to be held for the Republican Party across the entire state of Michigan. They'll talk about the upcoming state endorsement nominating convention, the very first one the Republicans have ever done. It's going to take place on Saturday, March 28th in Novi. The races that the delegates will be talking about and selecting their preferred candidate to be the nominee is Secretary of State, Attorney General, Michigan Supreme Court, and the universities. Well, there's a three-person race happening for Secretary of State. Secretary of State candidate Amanda Love's sister urged Republican delegates in a Facebook video not to support her sister for the nomination, saying she's not qualified for the job, among other things. Now, this is the sister of Amanda Love, the candidate for Secretary of State. Adora Orlowski, that's her sister's married name, told MERS News Service that she has not talked with Love for a couple of years because she, Adora, blew the whistle on Amanda Love after leaving her husband and five children to live with a former Republican State House candidate. Amanda Love left her family to go live with this former Republican House candidate. Love apparently also brought her children to her place without the father's permission. Well, shortly thereafter, Orlowski said she had a strong reason to believe that her sister, Amanda Love, cooked up a phony child protective services claim against her husband. The authorities came to investigate to find nothing. But the Orlowski's lives were turned upside down for a spell. She is a truly evil person, and Amanda will do anything to anyone to gain power or control. Amanda is a snake who lives with her life entwined in a web of lies, quote unquote, said her sister. Also, her sister said that Amanda Love doesn't have a job outside of the school board and suspects that she's using her parents' money to self-finance her campaign. Campaign finance records show that Love has put around $100,000 of her own money into the campaign that her sister claims she doesn't have. Love's husband has a working class job and they are not independently wealthy. Well, Love didn't respond to requests for comments. Instead, she posted on Facebook later last night stating the claims were deeply hurtful and not grounded in fact. Something said should never be taken to social media, and I refuse to turn personal pain into a public spectacle, Love wrote. I love my sister and always will. That will never change. I forgive my sister, and I forgive the campaign that chose to coordinate this attack against me. Well, so far on the campaign trail, up to this point, the only candidate who's made issues of Love's personal past an issue in the campaign is fellow candidate Monica Yutuma, who sources say has actually been more hurt by making these statements than benefiting from them. Again, Love, Yutuma, and Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini are running for the Republican nomination at the March 28th endorsement conventions. Counties are expected to start electing convention delegates next Thursday, February 26th, at their local county conventions. MERS News Service opined in the story, saying this is not the first time a Republican candidate has outwardly been opposed by a family member. Back in 2020, the daughters of beleaguered House candidate Robert Regan urged folks not to elect their father. Candidate daughters put out a tweet, "Do not vote for my dad," on June 25th of 2020. Now, a little closer to home, many of us may remember this campaign because we got the mailers in our mailbox. Back in 2014, after the sudden retirement, stepping down from being a state senator, Howard Walker, basically after he voted to expand Medicaid via the Healthy Michigan program, he was taking so much heat for it, he called me and said, "Randy, I want you to be the first to know, because I ran against Howard in 2010, I'm not running for re-election." I said, "No, sorry, Howard. I'm moving on from politics as an elected official. I'm pouring everything I have, all my efforts, into my radio show. Not going to run, but thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the heads up." Well, then, State Representative Greg McMaster opened up a campaign and started running for that seat. His primary opponent was then State Representative Wayne Schmidt from Traverse City. Well, just a couple of weeks before that August 2014 primary election, somebody got to Greg McMaster's own mother. Back then, I remember reporting that her house was paid off, the mortgage was paid off, and a week later, Greg McMaster's mother came out in support of Wayne Schmidt in the 37th Senate primary election, July 21st, 2014. Again, just basically 2-3 weeks before that primary. Well, the history of all this, with family members coming out against people, Robert Regan back in 2020, he lost his primary. And of course, we all remember that Greg McMaster dropped in the polls like a rock, and Wayne Schmidt was elected to replace Howard Walker in the 37th Senate seat. Both Regan and McMaster lost their primary elections. So is this going to have an impact on Amanda Love in her campaign for Secretary of State? Time will tell. But this story is going all over viral in Lansing right now. It's being played out on Facebook. And I'll ask Monica on Friday. She'll be on the show from 9:30 to 9:45. I'll ask her about this story. And see what she knows about it and get her opinion on it. But again, the mud is flying in Lansing. Now, in another race, kind of interesting, Detroit former mayor Mike Duggan decided not to run for governor as a Democrat. He announced that he was going to be running as an independent. Well, at the same time, he is still going after endorsements. He's asked some Republicans to endorse him. He's asked some Democrats to endorse him and independents. Well, one of the facets of endorsements, especially for Democrats, is getting union endorsements. Well, Mike Duggan's errant pronouncement on Twitter Sunday night highlighting the union endorsements he hasn't received, ironically underscored an electoral hurdle he's facing. Labor backing is markedly harder to come by as an independent than in the Democrat Party, which he defected from. A further reminder of the reality came as Duggan's campaign moved to deflect the mistake Monday, the very next day, when in fact the Michigan Nurses Association came out with an endorsement of Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the front runner for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Critics seized the opportunity to attack Duggan. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel said the former Detroit mayor invented endorsements because of his horrendous union-busting record. But some pundits say the blunder this early in the election cycle will be unlikely to move the needle. Adrian Hemman, CEO of Grassroots Midwest consulting firm, said, "I think this is a pretty small pot of potatoes in the grand scheme of things. It potentially matters to some union workers' voters, but that's not most voters." Still, while perhaps lacking in consequentiality, the episode is abundant in symbolism in this year's three-way race for governor. Duggan, as an independent, has a potent electoral angle and is an accomplished former Democrat now looking to appeal to statewide voters who are fed up with the toxic partisan politics. Story continues. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one here on this wacky Wednesday. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
$4,747. $4,747. That's how much, on average, each Michigan family will save annually with Perry Johnson as our governor. 4747. Perry is Michigan's renowned quality expert and mathematician. He helped save the Detroit auto industry by improving efficiency and now can save our state. Perry says we start by eliminating waste and cutting 2 cents of every dollar of discretionary spending. No more state income tax. More money in your pockets. Perry wants you to keep your money and live your dreams. So your choice is one more career politician or Perry Johnson, who'll shake up the system and send you the savings. 4747, Perry Johnson.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this story, kind of interesting because gubernatorial candidate independent Mike Duggan has a potent angle as the accomplished former Democrat now looking to appeal to statewide voters. At the same time, launching an independent bid carries some timeless risk, namely foregoing some of the institutional backing that party candidates often count on. Case in point, both of the unions Duggan mistakenly listed on his list of endorsements, the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU, and the United Auto Workers. Because whoever they endorse eventually boosts that candidate with Democratic voters. Benson has given both of those unions no reason to deviate from business as usual in endorsing the Democrat nominee. Any union support Duggan can get, though, will surely be appreciated. But it's very important tool that he can use to signal to left-leaning voters that he's a viable alternative to the Democrat. John Cherry, the former lieutenant governor and state senator, emphasized the practical importance of union endorsements on the campaign trail. From my experience, unions were enormous sources of volunteers. They made phone calls, they knocked on doors, and they helped us put up signs. At least for a Democrat, labor unions are probably the most critical organizational support that you can win over. But attaining that support is going to be a tall task for independents like Duggan. That's because unions are primarily focused on getting favorable legislation signed into law that protects their union skills and abilities to get union dues from their rank and file workers. Also, endorsing a gubernatorial candidate with a pre-established partisan base of support in the legislature is often the logical calculation unions make. Benson is going to have more union endorsements. That's just a plain fact, because she is the presumptive Democratic nominee. However, both Duggan and Benson have secured their share of endorsements thus far. Those that have backed Benson generally have larger and more widespread membership bases, where several of Duggan's endorsements are based in Detroit, where he was mayor. Well, Benson, in addition to the Michigan Nurses Association, according to her website, has also gotten endorsements from four locals of the influential Teamsters Union, two locals of the United Food Commercial Workers, the Michigan Laborers District Council, which represents road and construction workers, as well as the United Association Local 174, the West Michigan Plumbers, Fitters, and Service Traders. Duggan's website says he's secured endorsements from six Detroit unions, those representing the city's police officers, sergeants, firefighters, plumbers, pipe fitters, and the stage employees that work in the city of Detroit. He claims he's also been endorsed by the Michigan Regional Council of Carpenters, the United Union of Roofers, Teamsters Joint Council 43, International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, and Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union. Of course, the much larger Michigan Education Association, that's the Teachers Union, and the AFSCMC employees, AFSCME, have not yet, however, made an endorsement. Those are two big ones, because they represent teachers and municipal employees. He said the AFSCME union is the one to keep an eye on, Cherry says, given that it represents the employees of entities where Duggan was actually the boss in the city of Detroit and Wayne County. So we'll see where these endorsements go. But Duggan trying to fight for those union endorsements against Jocelyn Benson, the presumptive Democrat nominee. Going to be very interesting to watch that battle going forward. Let's see, last statement. No, that's kind of irrelevant. The bottom line, Duggan's experience as mayor has given him no absolute guarantees with these unions, but he's a very astute politician. Now it's up to the masses. Going to see where this plays out. We'll continue to follow it. Top of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the...